I'm delighted to say that my tea break guest this afternoon is Sally Hurst from the band Blue Soul Tree. Sally, a very good afternoon to you. Lovely to have you here and welcome to the studios of Suzy Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're a Sussex girl. How does someone like you get involved in what's essentially a band from Redhill?
Well, my brother, well, we used to live in South London. My brother moved to Reigate when he was a late teenager. And basically his friends are here. And since he moved back here a few years ago, he's got back in touch with all his bandmates. And we created Blue Soul Tree.
Now, tell us about the lineup and what your role is in the band.
Well, there are four of us. And so my brother is playing guitar and singing. I sing and I should play the ukulele, but I chickened out most of the time. And then we have got Rick, who plays congas and percussion, and we have Keith, who plays didgeridoo along with flute and harmonica.
That's a fairly eclectic set of instruments.
Barking mad, yes.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with being barking mad.
It does work. They're all really very human instruments, you know. They're very basic, very fundamental instruments, so they work together. They just do.
No thoughts of a sitar or a tabla?
Don't make me. They'll make me do it if you say things like that.
Tell us how you got into playing music in the first place, Sally.
Well, really, I don't remember a time when there wasn't, but at school we were very lucky to have very good music teachers. Diane Berry at school, she's got an MBA for her contribution to music and teaching, and she kept a lot of us kids going through school in this kind of club that was choir and bands and things. And so my brother used to do performances at school, and we were both in choir for our entire schooling from primary up to the end of secondary.
And what turned you towards rock and soul and things?
Weirdly, I think what we're doing, my brother and, well, what the things that my brother and I write, it's where our musical tastes probably cross over the most, which is soul-ish music. But we've got massive taste in music. You know, my brother is classical music buff. He loves everything, but he is very musically educated. And I do dance music as well. So, yes, we like all types of music, but this is where we cross over.
Tell us about your writing, how you write, what you write, what you write about.
Mm-hmm. Well, originally, when my brother and I, well, we still don't live very close together, he'd write all the music, send it to me, and then I would write the lyrics and the melodies. And since we've actually got together, we've made those songs that were written a while ago, we've actually created new versions of them to incorporate the congas and the didgeridoo. And so they've evolved. And then we've started writing new ones. But it always works out that Kevin, it's like picking a holiday. Kevin chooses the country, so he makes kind of the most of the music. Then I kind of direct us to the location. But Keith and Rick kind of find our way there. It's a very evolutionary way of writing. I'm sorry, that's many bands probably write that way.
Tell us about the song of yours, Sign, which we're going to hear at the end of our little chat.
Well, that's one of those songs that when you're obsessed with somebody, when you're in love, and they're probably not in love with you, but it's it's about when you attribute every little tiny thing that happens, maybe they look at you or something, and you think it's so significant, or you just wish it was so significant, and is it a sign, you know, that they're in love with you, that kind of thing.
I think they probably named that perfume Obsession, because obsession's a dangerous thing.
Yes.
Dangerous stuff. Anyway, we'll hear the song at the end of our chat. Could you sort of codify your style of music? And have you got particular influences, hero figures from the past?
Yeah, we've all got lots of different heroes, but the ones that are similar in all of us are people like Marvin Gaye and Joni Mitchell, just because she's fantastic. Stevie Wonder, Prince, obviously. Frank Zappa. Yeah, though we've got a huge amount of taste, eclectic taste, but those ones make sense to us.
So it's Blue Soul Tree, but the style is actually pretty eclectic. Box of delights,
it's
yeah?
It's soul-based, acoustic soul, maybe.
Let's cut to the chase, then. How and where can people clap their ears to the live sounds of Blue Soul Tree?
Well, this will be the first time anyone's heard this song, because we only finished it yesterday. But we do have a couple of songs up on SoundCloud, or you can find us on Facebook if you just type in Blue Soul Tree on there or on Twitter. And yes, we have just about finished an album's worth of original. Maybe it's just an EP. And we should have it ready for the festivals in the summer.
But essentially, you are a festival band, and foremost. What's your schedule like, and what's the big attraction of playing at festivals?
Well, festivals are fun. They're just fun. You're outside, mostly, in this beautiful British weather. So it's always sunny, clearly. It's lovely, because you've just got a very warm audience that are already there to have, they're already having a wonderful time, and you just feed into the vibe. It's lovely. So we have got probably something like 10 festivals in the summer. Only three of them I know for definite that we are playing, but one of them is Wedstock, which is here.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, in Memorial Park on the bank holiday Friday, August the 26th. Ben and Sarah, who run Pistachios in the Park, are getting married, and for their wedding reception, essentially, they have created Wedstock, which is a one-day festival in the park. And they booked us to play because they've got a marvellous taste.
I can't possibly disagree with that. Friday the 26th of August, that's going to be wonderful. What about musical ambitions, Sally, band-wise and individual-wise?
As a band, really, the ambition this summer is just to get our music out and for people to hear it. I don't think we thought much beyond that. Personally, but my brother would agree, if we could make a living solely from music, it would be fantastic. But we are kind of Jack and Jill of all trades as well. So, you know, I do the artwork for the band. Kevin does all the technical recording. He's super smart. So if you look me up on the Tinternet, just type in Sally Jane Hurst and you'll see all the other types of music that I do as well. My jazz band, EDM, dance music. So, yes.
Is that the number one route for contacting the band itself? Are there alternatives?
Facebook's just the simplest, isn't it, really? But Twitter, SoundCloud, we're on all of them.
And
we're still on MySpace. Well, I made a MySpace the other day just for a giggle. Yeah.
I feel like a dinosaur, but not to worry. So it's really effectively just look up Blue Soul Tree on those various platforms.
Just type it in the internet. It'll just take you straight there because we're so great.
We said that we're going to listen to your song Sign in a moment. For dedication purposes, you've chosen Curtis Mayfield's Superfly, which we will do afterwards. So tell us about that choice finally, and especially Sally, who it's for.
Oh, well, I would give that to my mum, only because she is like our biggest fan, because mums do that, and she's fantastic. The reason for picking that song is, weirdly, in the 80s, from when, you know, I was listening to music, the Blow Monkeys had Curtis Mayfield on a track. And I think I would have never known who he was. Well, I would have, but that is how I found that kind of music. So it connects my childhood and my future.
Sally Jane Hurst from the band Blue Soul Tree. It's been an absolute delight chatting to you
Thank
in
you.
The Susie Radio Tea Break. Shall we listen to Blue Soul Tree playing Sign?
Yes, please.